What's up, niggas and niggettes? It's your boy King Sesson Devil, aka Lumphead, the nigga with the lump in his head.
Sit your motherfucking ass down.
Philadelphia women are some of the toughest men I know.
Fuck you!
Let's start a petition to free Bill Cosby.
What?
So grandma had to walk.
Bro, shit was the wizardy.
You checked into Lumphead's podcast.
Gang, 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 it's your fucking boy Lumphead back in full effect with another crazy episode. This episode, I'm chilling with my man Jamie. We talk about tripping on LSD, bad trips on mushrooms, me going on a date with my ex-girlfriend, and a bunch of government conspiracies, man. This episode was super funny, so make sure you listen to the whole thing. And if you want to donate, patreon.com/Lumphead, or you can cash at me, The Adventures of Lumphead. Also, a lot of people have been asking me about starting a podcast. So in the description, I put a bunch of different equipment I use, alternative equipment. So we got high-end shit, low-end shit. Start your own podcast today. Use the link in the description. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Your boy Lumphead out. What's up, niggas and niggas? It's your fucking boy Lumphead. I'm sorry for the hiatus. I'm back. I got some funny stories to tell. I'm with my man here, Jamie. You know what I'm saying? My trip god.
What's good, man?
My psychonaut. He about to tell y'all about the LSD trips we used to take. The mushrooms we used to take. We about to talk about these conspiracies. It's going to be a real Joe Rogan type of episode. But how you been, bro?
I've been good, man. Just spending my time trying to get through this pandemic. Working hard at the crib. Making sure that I got all of the exciting medicine ready to take myself to that next level. You know what I mean?
All right, bro. Tell them what you get, tell them what you get into.
Well, I mean, from the psychonaut perspective, I do pretty much everything under the sun that I can find at this point. I'm trying to learn all the different shamanic traditions so that I can go from here to Jupiter. So LSD, DMT, mushrooms, I mix in some weed literally all day, every day.
Heroin, meth, cocaine, dust, angel dust.
Nah, so that was in the 90s.
That was in the 90s.
That was in the 90s. We grew up and we've evolved since then. We try to learn about the Lord now and how we can be more present.
My man got a story too about how he met God. And we going to get into that though. Just stay in tune. My man got a story for y'all later about how he met God and they went back to fight Thanos and shit. So we got some funny stories for y'all, bro. Let me get y'all tuned in with me, man. I've been up and down. My shit been kind of fucked up. I'm going to be honest. Like, I just been doing dumb shit. I took my ex-girlfriend on a date.
How'd that work out when I got my lady coming this weekend?
You ever want to get your heart broken again? So I text her like, yo, what's up? Because you know you're thinking that they're not going to respond. She like, what's up?
Are you in there?
Yeah, I'm in there. Like, all right, that's all I need.
Right, we back.
Yeah, you know, used to be my little boo. She's like, yeah, you my first love. I'm like, all right, bet.
Oh, man.
So I'm thinking, all right, we about to fuck now. So I'm like, all right, like, I just wanted to say that, but goodbye. Like, she's like, no, like, what's your schedule? I'm like,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow, bitch. She's like, I come tonight, bitch. You ready? Right. She like, yeah, but I just want you to know up front, I got a boyfriend.
Oh, well.
You cheat.
I mean, right. What time does he leave?
What time he leave, bitch? I don't give a fuck. Like, you cheat, bitch? Like, I don't give a fuck about none of that.
I didn't call you for that. I didn't hit you for that.
I didn't hit you. So I think she finessed me, right? So she told me to come through, but she was hungry. So, all right, I'm going to buy her a meal. Like, right. I think she just, the whole joint was for a meal. Like, she finessed me for just like a burger and some fry.
What did you get her?
Bro, no, I took her to a quick McDonald's, Wendy's type situation.
Oh, so you did it up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got her a whole meal and all that. I got her a whole, like, you. Matter of fact, give her a fucking frat pay too.
My God, you went out. I went out.
I balled out on her. And we just sitting in the, spend a little bad, going a bad bitch, you feel me? So we just sitting in the car and like, you ever just had a situation like, yo, this shit kind of super sad. Like, it's just like, why we not together? Because I feel like that you did this in the past and he don't do this. And I'm like, yo, bitch, but I miss you. Like, it's.
Nah, at that point, I'm leaving the car.
I'm like,
yo, these emotions is too much for me.
You ever had one of those emotional situations where it's just too much? It's just, so imagine that, but for 4 hours. We sat in the car for fucking 4 hours and just talked about shit that happened in 2019. People cheating, people leaving, doing this and that. And then at the end, right, I'm like,
wasn't y'all the people?
Yeah, we was the people. So at the end, I hit her. I fucked her head up. I'm like, I'm about to hit her with something she didn't even expect, right? So I looked right in her face. I'm like, are you happy though?
Oh, I fucked her up. Did you put Avant on or play some fucking R&B music?
I should have put Drake's Marvin's Room on and shit. She's like, no, I'm trying to get happy, but I'm not really happy. I'm like, but you was happy with me. I was fucking her up.
Oh, you was going. You was going. I'm going to hit that home run, bro.
I planned this shit out. And she's just like, she was feeling it, bro. I was this close to bombing, but I fucked up. My back seat was dirty. I feel like my back seat and all this shit, my back seat. Bro, I was this close to bombing. I was ready, bro. She hugged me, bro. She hugged me for like 10 minutes straight.
Right, while she was looking at the back seat.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I fucked that up. But yeah. You know, yeah, but don't take your ex-girlfriend on a bad date. Afterwards, my feelings was all, I felt weird. Then she was texting me. Then I stopped texting her. Then she stopped texting. This shit was just a bad joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I got my ex coming this weekend, and I will be fucking.
How you know you gonna be fucking, nigga? Come on, bro. Don't throw no, how you know you gonna be fucking?
Because I know what I'm capable of. All right, bro. I don't need a chance with this one. You know what I mean? She's still sprung to the point where she texted me 3 weeks ago and I literally ignored the conversation.
So you got 100% hit rate.
And then 1,000%. Yo, I called her back after 8 months and she came back twice already.
That's because the new nigga ain't fucking her right or something. Maybe my shorty new nigga hitting from the back or something. Like, right. I don't know. Maybe eating her ass different than I eat. I don't know. I don't feel like niggas eat ass
pain, so I'm gonna have to do some extra work.
she trying to fuck with you because you got the new body and shit. Right, she trying to see the new body and shit.
I've been working. That's
my man went from 140 pounds to 95 pounds. Man.
he trying to get right that Bruce Lee.
See,
look.
So look, this nigga. Look, all right. So he swear he doing something right. So he was never fat to begin with. Nowhere near fat. He went from 140 to 120. Now you can't tell a nigga nothing. Now nigga Bruce Lee, the fuck
I'm out here working. I'm eating the same bullshit every day. I eat oatmeal and chicken breast and broccoli literally all day.
I don't got the discipline for that, bro. I don't like shit that tastes nasty. Nah, you got me fucked. You said oatmeal?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal's fucking disgusting. You wilding out.
Yes, all day.
Oatmeal's fucking disgusting.
I just sit there and like I'm in jail. And
that's what the jail niggas did. Oatmeal, right, peanut butter. Right.
That's what it is. I mean, oatmeal. I took my jail diet and I was like, why do I need to eat anything but chicken breast and broccoli?
My man living
day.
Like he doing a fucking bid. Like right. you upstate just getting fucking.
We trying to finally get big. I'm damn near 40. I ain't never worked out before in my life and I figured it out now.
My man said, when they lock me in next time, I'm gonna fuck ball up. Boy that took my chicken at lunch. Just wait on it. Just right, fucking wait on it.
I was like, we're in prison. I'm gonna live like we. I got this shit.
No, I've been trying to lose weight too. I've been eating. I'm went vegetarian, right? I'll just be real vegetarian. I used to be real, real small. I went vegetarian again. This shit hard though, bro. The food is so fucking nasty, and I know people lie and say the food good. Vegetarian food is fucking disgusting, bro.
Nah, it's fake me out with cauliflower fucking chicken wings.
The tofu's fucking disgusting. They throw a bunch of seasoning on shit. Don't taste better. This vegetarian shit. That's why they skinny, because the food is so fucking nasty.
They don't want to eat.
They
don't remember what tasty shit tastes like.
I don't want to eat nothing, bro. The only shit that even keep me with any type of weight, I just be fucking up the granola bars, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's good, though.
The fucking granola bars or the yogurt bowls and shit. That's all you can do. Because other than this vegetarian vegan shit, this shit hard, bro. Everything got fucking gelatin in it. Everything is fucking unhealthy. It's so much processed
fake
shit.
Meat.
The fake meat shit.
It might as well be meat.
It might as well. How much trans fat they put in this shit? How much fucking sugar they put all this shit in to make you want to eat it? They make it try to be desirable, but it's not really a meat substitute because it's so much bullshit
it's
and junk food.
Poison in me. I'd rather just eat chicken breast and I eat what the fuck I want most of the time.
All right.
No, let me stop. I eat the same shit most of the time, but then when I want to eat some other shit, I don't feel like I'm at the point where I could just eat. And I'm good. I want a steak. I want burgers.
See, this is my concern, right? Because I wanted to go. I forgot what that diet is called when you only eat meat.
The carnivore diet.
The carnivore diet that gets you big as shit. And that's how our ancestors used to eat. So that's the theory, right? You eat all this fucking meat and you stay strong. That's what our ancestors did. But this is the thing. It's so fucking hard to get real meat. Pause. Like, it's so hard to get real.
Right,
because it's so much bullshit. Right.
Or
you
going to Trader Joe's and shit and spending $86.
That's what I'm saying. For two fucking ham sandwiches, like, it's so hard to get meat that don't have a bunch of fucking steroids, a bunch of fat. It's not two fucking chickens Because you know, when the butchers do, they'll sew the fucking chicken together to make it bigger.
Right.
It's so much bullshit in that you'll die. Like, so that's why I'm scared of really just going to an all meat diet, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to. So I tried the vegetarian vegan for, I think I made it 6.8 hours. And I was like, fuck
this. 6.8 on the dot. Now,
right.
He's about to hit the 7.
Right. When I was the 0.8,
he's like, I can't take this shit, all bro. Right,
we eat some eggs. Like, vegan my ass. And that was when I started my, I saw some bullshit on Netflix, vegan movie.
Oh, yeah, the boy, yeah, I know you're talking about, yeah.
Right, and I was like, I'm changing my life immediately. Everyone's changing. And then the next day when I went to the store, I was like, nah, this shit's going to cost me $200. And then I got to learn how to make tofu taste like everything.
But you know what I mean? Tofu, base tofu tastes like ass, and the texture of it is fucking horrible, by the way.
And then they're like, it goes with everything. It's a substitute for everything. It tastes bullshit. Oh.
Stop the cat. Stop the fucking cat, bro. I try to, so I watched one of them Netflix documentaries, right? It's like, yeah, you don't really need medicine. Like, the medicine is poisoning you. Like, the pharmaceutical industry, you know, they start talking all that conspiracy shit. They in with the government, and you don't really need the medicine.
You need your mind.
Yeah, you don't need none of that.
Was it you need your mind? They were telling you. I think I've seen it. It's Dr. Joe Dispenza or something. And he actually talks about how he fixed his entire body with
natural herbs and shit.
Just no, like, I think I'm gonna be better.
Yeah.
Like, my brain is somehow telling itself to figure out how to fix this shit. And I'm like, okay, so I break my leg, I'm just gonna be like, brain, figure it out.
Nigga described X-Men 2 and shit like this.
Right.
Yeah, it's mind over matter. If you really wanna heal from depression, if you focus on not being depressed, you won't, nigga, that don't work. That's
right,
not,
you're gonna be depressed 10 times more.
Bro, half of these mental illnesses, your body's missing natural fucking chemicals. You don't got enough dopamine, serotonin.
Right.
There's no way you can make your brain, yo, produce dopamine.
That's some next level mushrooms. Shit.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I imagine you could just make it feel like you're on fucking mushrooms by just thinking it.
Right. Well,
release super psilocybin. Like.
I figured it out. I'm bro. Like, you know what? I'll just have it with me.
the shit was stupid, bro. Yeah. I tried that no medicine shit, bro. Within like a day, I was losing my. I was sad as shit, bro. I was sad as fuck. Like, no, it's just a mindset, bro. It's just like, you gotta just not, bro. I was thinking about shit that happened to me in eighth grade. Like, nigga, no, bro. Like, she ain't
want to. Coming out.
She cut my bunnies up. She ain't love me. Like, I was thinking about the nuttiest shit. Cause when you really, cause people think this depression shit is a joke. Like, no, bro, you just sad. No, being depressed and sad is two different fucking things. When you depressed and that wall really hit you, bro, you'll be sad about fucking every single thing. Like, no, that no medicine shit, that shit, I talk that shit real quick. I talk that shit with the quickness.
We're not going to get into that. Well, maybe we will. All right. So, I mean, I might have a different perspective, and maybe I haven't faced clinical depression.
Speak on it, King.
But what I would say is,
how to medicate depression without taking the pills. Let's get into it.
So it depends. If you got some psychosis in that joint,
psychosis, all that.
You are schizophrenic, all then that. Maybe my solution of, you know, blasting off into.
That's probably not it.
That's probably not the way to go. But regular depression is, like you said, it's all the shit that you had coming out when you ain't taking medicine.
Facts.
Maybe you needed to figure out why the fuck you still stressing shit from when you was 8. And that will help you get past it.
Nah, cause all them niggas had them fucking Yu-Gi-Oh cards of my dad. Bro, I wanted fucking Charizard too. Them niggas not.
That's my point. I don't think you want that shit no more.
That's how I know my mom's fucked up and I got bad anxiety and depression. I really be mad about shit that happened so long ago. Like, my brother, I remember shit like it was yesterday. We had two Game Boy Colors. This nigga, he took the cord and traded all my Pokemon to his game. Nigga had all the best Pokemon, and to this day I'm still mad about it. He a grown ass man, 5 kids and all that, and I'm still mad about some
That's it. Like,
he young boy, he took my Pikachu and all that shit, bro. Like, and I'm still like, that's how I know my heart ain't right. That's why I had to move up, cause I be beef about niggas of shit third grade and all that. Like, I'm not that type of nigga. Like,
yeah, that's my point. is. But I stole my brother's PlayStation and pawned that shit in 35 minutes. Back when you needed the card for the PlayStation 1 and his Final Fantasy 7 save was on it.
Not the 100-hour Final Fantasy 7 save!
Yeah. He was so...
I've still been beating you the fuck
up. He's trying,
bro. 2021, because you know how much grinding he fucking did? Mm-hmm. How much sleepless nights?
I saw that shit.
Yo, you a fucking snake, nigga. You got my host? Yo, he sat behind his brother. Watch this nigga grind, fight all the fucking beasts, level up all the fucking limit breaks the whole time. He like, yo, I'm about to sell this shit out this nigga PlayStation for $60. Like,
I told my mom I was hustling. I was like, all right, man. I was selling a little herb out of the house. I'm like 15, bro. Like,
so what did you sell it for? Just to be petty?
Yeah, no, because they was like, yo, you got to go. And I was like, oh, word, I got to go? Let me see what I can take on my way out. So I packed the bag, packed my clothes, packed this PlayStation, packed some other shit that I shouldn't have taken, and left. And I was like, all right, we're going to figure this out.
As you fucking should,
and
bro.
I figured it the fuck out.
My son is shit out of his PlayStation.
Right, man. And so in terms of your issue of holding on to that depression, I hope he's still not mad about the PlayStation. But fuck that shit. Be all right with some shit. I was homeless. And that's why I don't really, like, with the psychedelics, that's what it's given me is an understanding that all that shit that happened before is not what's keeping me good in this moment.
So I'm not good at taking losses, and certain shit eat at me and it gets to me. So the old job situation, right? I don't know if you remember what happened to me, but to this day, I still wish I handled it different.
Do I remember what?
You remember? Yeah, I'm gonna say his name because fuck ball. You remember your man Nicola? You remember your fucking man Nicola?
Yeah, so he's still trying to hit me up all the time.
So you remember what situation me and him got in, right?
Yeah.
What happened? What you think? What happened? If you
I'll explain what actually happened.
What actually happened? Go ahead. What happened between me and Nicola that caused me not to fuck with the old job like that?
You got him fired.
I got him fucking fired. Come on.
You got him fired. No question about it. You got him fired.
I didn't get me fired. Fuck boy.
And I remember the conversation because you came out to me immediately when it happened.
Oh, yeah, I told you.
Right. And you came out to me. No, right when it happened, you was like, yo, what should I do?
Right.
And I was like, yo, do what the fuck you want, bro. Get him fired. I don't give a shit. And basically, he walked in and called you a nigga.
Yep.
But it was bold. It was because he was a goofy motherfucker. He thought he was being cool with you. And he was like, what's
bro,
up, my nigga?
How goofy you gotta be? So this what happened. I'm just chilling at work. Doo-dee-doo. He come up. Hey, what's up, my nigga? What we doing this weekend? White boy from the mountains of Caucasus, like white as fucking white to be. Yes. He come in with like fucking khakis on every day and like and like some nut ass K-Swiss. He walks straight up to me. Hey, what's up, my niggers? What we doing this weekend?
Oh.
Straight face, no joke, no grin, no nothing on his face. I immediately said, what the fuck did you say to me? And my niggers like, you guys say it all the time. Like, he was just surprised.
You did check him after that.
I did check him. Then I'm like, I asked this nigga, I said, yo, Jamie, should I fuck him up? He's like, nah, just like, do whatever you're going to do, but don't fuck him up. Bro, I walked up to me and I just like, just shoulder checked
him. Mind you, he was like 60 pounds more than he is right now.
So I was like, yo, I'm like 300 pounds, 6 foot. He like 5'9", little white boy. I just fucking, boom, hit him on his shit. He like, So he bitching now, right? Then people talking to him and shit. So I went straight up to lady name was Karen, right? That was my manager, right? I said, Miss Karen, Nikolai called me a nigger. She was like, baby, are you okay? She better hit my back, baby. Are you okay? What's wrong?
Yeah,
I'm in there. I don't.
That was grandma, yo. She didn't know what to do with herself.
Yeah, I love Carrie. Yeah.
That was before the diversity thing that they're doing now.
Oh, they did a diversity training?
Oh, dog. Everyone did. Once, you know, last year's protests happened, all the companies was like, oh, shit, how do we fix this?
So after he called me a nigger, so they fired him, right? So I came in. It was like, district manager, senior manager, mom. It was like 10 white managers came in the room. Hey, we just want you to know that this company is not about that, okay? We had the most out. They gave me like a whole fucking PowerPoint on how all the managers, because you know a lot of managers there was black and shit. Right. We had the most diverse staff and we were voted number one. And if anything like that ever happens, we make changes around here. And we sorry that you feel marginalized. But I'm like, all right, bro, you didn't call me a nigga. Right. I don't care.
Hey,
like,
can I get a raise or something?
Don't put all this on shit. The jaw. Like, but this was crazy because they said he had autism, right? Remember, they said, one day he walked up to one of the females work there and he like, you look different. She's like, yeah, I don't got makeup on. He's like, yeah, you should always wear that. You didn't hear about that? He told the bitch.
No, it was the white chick. I'm on her team stuff.
Yeah, he told her, yeah, you got it. Then, so it got so bad. This how.
Yeah, that was the homie though.
No, I should have sued the company because they knew it was bad. They put him in a corner by himself. It's so at the job, It's a big ass building. It might be 200-300 people in there. Everybody got like office desk space next to each other. They gave him his own separate fucking area.
To sit by himself.
He had to sit by himself among grown ass people because his mouth was so crazy. I don't believe anything was wrong with him, though.
Somehow he was on the phone talking to people.
So keep in mind, we used to talk to 10 to 20 people every fucking day, five days a week.
To 50 people. Yeah, y'all was lazy.
Yeah, he was taking them, calls. So how the fuck he take all them calls and ain't never called nobody a nigger, ain't never tell a bitch she was ugly, but he come to me and now he just lose all fucking social skills.
All types of breakfast. And then he's like, I must have a problem. And that was the thing. He was like one of those people that was self-diagnosed.
Oh, he was self-diagnosed with autism? Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought he was like, I would have really fucked him up.
I think I got autism type shit.
No, that's one of my, I still think about him calling me a nigger. That's how I know I hold on to
lived, me. I think he was one of those people that never left his house and his whole family fucking weird.
He lived with his mom,
you know what I mean?
And like,
and his grandpa.
He was bringing home
grandma.
Like $8,000 commission checks and like spending it on, he bought like an 80-inch TV or some shit one day, he told me.
Yo, the 80-inch TV for his spot in his room that is literally the half the size of his room.
Yeah, he's fucking retarded.
Like action figures everywhere and shit.
Yeah, this is my new Naruto statue.
A whole different world, man.
Yeah, fuck bull.
Yeah, so what happened with him, my dude, was during that situation, he's hitting me up the whole time. Mm. Like, yo, I've been talking to a lawyer. They can't fire me.
Hold on. Why every time somebody got fired from the job, they swear they was going to sue him?
Like, it's one of the biggest companies
in the world.
Right.
But go ahead and finish this story.
Right. So he's going on and on. He called me probably every month or two. And then he started with, he had an idea for a business. And I remember I was right up the block. I was at KFC. And he's telling me about his idea. And it's about some shit about data servers. And he's like, and I'll run as CEO and you be sales vice president. And I'm like, what qualifications do I have?
Okay, Jeff Dickhead. Not Jeff Bezos. Okay, Jeff Dickhead. Like, what are you talking about? Bill Dickhead. Like, what are you
fucking
he gonna
here,
make you
bro?
Chief executive officer, chief financial officer just because. Like,
right. I'm like, yo, you know that I was a drug dealer, drug addict. I've been in several poor choices. Like, you put me right at the top.
Nigga,
I don't even got an interview.
He said, nigga, have you seen my baby mom? Like, you
Yeah, I've made so many poor choices in my life. You know what I mean? You got to realize, watch the trail of dust behind me, and you'll see what type of shit
I don't
into.
Think this is a...
Right. I don't think I'm going to be the one to make your
business.
He said,
no interview
work.
Or not. You just hired on the spot. That's how you know the job about to be fucked up. You just hired on the spot.
Right. That's like, yeah, that's when you know. So, kids, when they call you and they're like, yo, come in, we want you to start tomorrow. Don't take that shit.
It's about to be a fucked up job. That's how they got my man. He like, yo, bro, I just dropped the application for Amazon. They said I'm instantly hired, bro. You don't want to work. Bro, they get $15 an hour. He came back at the first day, said, bro, that shit was slavery. They in there singing, waving water. He said, Amazon. But he said, bro, you can't go to a bathroom or none. I said, that's why they give you $15 an hour and you was hired. Dude, you hit fucking submit on the application. I said, congratulations.
Right, they welcome.
You start Monday. Like, no.
Yo, I got a job with Amazon years ago. They gave me a drug test. Uh-huh. You know, I failed that shit, right? But it looked like a pregnancy test.
The fuck?
And you just swabbed your mouth, right?
Uh-huh.
And threw that shit in a big ass tote with everyone else's shit.
I'm fucking dead.
And I was like, why did I bother drinking all this shit to try to clean my
system? Right.
Bro, I was so mad. And then I was like, I know I must have failed. They called me the next day, like, yo, when can you start?
Look at you, ha. You still operate this heavy machinery, right?
Right,
they go fuck.
What do you want? You want to do forklift or you want to, like, yeah.
So, all right. So, speaking of that, let's get straight into the. What I brought you here for. We got to talk about these trips, man. I'm going to talk about my bad trip. It's the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
let's talking about talk about that.
Talk. All right, so let's get right into it. So he picked me on, right? So I tell him. I said, yo, Jamie, my mom just died. My bitch just left me. You know what? I said, my mom died. He gonna start laughing. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Come on.
No, it's the perspective. It's the perspective.
I said,
no.
My mom died.
I'm just thinking, yo. You like, my mom's died, and my first thing was like, yo, just take these.
Pretty much. So I'm like, yo, so my mom died, bro. He like, yeah, my father. I'm like, yo, my grandma just died. My bitch left me. He like, bro, I got something that's going, you're going to feel, like, he over here dying, bro. He like, I got something that's going to make you feel better. I'm like, what? You know, I be growing these mushrooms. This shit gonna awaken your third eye. Your chakra's gonna be awoke. You gonna see yourself from the inside and understand the outside. He's telling me all this cool ass shit. So usually I buy edibles from him. These some of the strongest, best edibles I ever had type shit. You take this edible 8 o'clock today, 8 p.m., you're not going to work tomorrow. Edibles had tranquilizers in them. Like, you be fucking full body high, the highest you ever been. So I'm like, I'm gonna listen to him. So I get the mushrooms. Me and the bitch I was fucking pull up. He like, oh, only take an 8 for this. Boom, boom, boom. She's supposed to be my trip guy. Cool. So from the rip, I take the mushrooms, she take the mushrooms. Immediately, I start seeing everything different. People faces look distorted. You ever seen like the Instagram filter when people faces be all fucking swabby and they voice change? People faces look different. People legs looking elongated. It's feel like I'm looking at shit from a third person perspective or something. Like I'm playing a video game. I can see shit from the roof. So me and her start watching horror movies. That's how I know we was high as shit. We watching horror movies and a little girl start cutting her arm. Me and the shorty start just dying from laughter. We like, dumbass bitch. Like, me and the shorty just laugh. We start looking up clips of like people killing. That's how I know we was fucked up. We looking up clips of people killing themselves.
So you set yourself up for success.
No, we was good. Right. Yeah. So okay. We looking up shit of people killing themselves and me and her just laugh. Like, dickhead, you got bark car. Like, me and her just fucking dying from, we laughing for fucking hours on. And so that's how I know that this, then the simp come out. Oh, I might as well text my ex-girlfriend. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
So, all right. You, the bitch always come back. Hitting, yeah, right. So the emotions start hitting. Oh, text my ex-girlfriend. You know, I hit her with the fuck that nigga that you. I hit her with the Drake shit. She feeling this shit. Boom. Me and her talking for hours. So the trip come down. But even after a day after the trip, you still kind of feel this shit. You still.
Get an afterglow.
Yeah, you get the. Right. So you looking at shit like that still looks different. It's just the orange still like the you can see the pores of the orange, so it's just still looking different. So I don't know if I'm still high, but I went to work, right? So I'm going to work, and as I go to work, I just get sad as shit. But I mean, like, fuck depression. This shit had to be depression times two. Like, this depression part two, because this shit was different. You like, this shit was stronger than a motherfucker. Like, I get so depressed, I'm driving. I'm like, yo, I'm about to just drive off the cliff. Like. I'm about to wrap my shit. I've never been that sad before. Like, it's like, I don't know if this is supposed to be, maybe it was an awakening, maybe the shit you was talking about. It's like all this shit really hit me. I'm like, damn, my mom really did. Like, cause I didn't problem, but yeah, my mom really not about to come back to life. Cause I don't know. Cause like before, you kind of sometimes when something happens, you don't deal with it. Like, of course, I went to the funeral, then my grandma died. I'm just dealing with this shit. All right, cool. My girl left me. I'm just, as a man, you don't really deal with shit. You just be like, all right, fuck it. Like, it ain't nothing I can do. But it's like, all that shit happened. My bitch don't love me no more. I'm in the car. Like, you know how kids cry to
boo-hooing, right?
Boo-fucking-hooing. Right. Bro, I got fucking
the boogies coming
Billy,
down.
Bro, I'm in Billy Eilish in the background. Like, all types of shit, bro. Man, John,
right.
Yo, I'm in the, and just all the emotions slow down. And I'm like, never again, nigga. Never fucking again. Like, the horrible trip. Like, at the, I don't even think it was the trip. It was the day afterwards. So I guess you say the afterglow was fucking horrible.
Okay. Well, I mean, a lot of that sounds like it was your fucking up. I take some of the blame because, right, I didn't prep you properly. Clearly, telling you just taking the eighth was a horrible fucking idea.
I was handling it, dog. I was good.
You didn't handle shit.
I was good watching, for like 6 hours, bro. Right,
but you enjoyed watching horror movies while your brain is looking.
Tell why I had to watch the fucking horror movies. This is what I'm going to ask you. My no freak shit. My dick cannot get hard, bro. When I was on them fucking mushrooms,
you needed the horror flick to get your shit hard.
Oh yeah, they get murdered. slit her fucking throat. No, right. chill for the incel come out. No, no, cause I was with a chick, right? And me and her kept trying to fuck, but it's like my dick just couldn't get hard.
Working, right.
And when I googled it, it was like on mushrooms you can't have sex. Like, that's what it said on fucking one of them fucking super cyber forums. It says hardy, my dick cannot get hard.
I don't know. Now it was LSD, right? But and other.
So you can, when you want it, you can fuck on it.
You know what? So the one time I tried to, I didn't even trip, but I fucked. So that didn't work out.
It didn't work?
Yeah. But I used to do a lot of acid, and fucking on acid is fine. It's like ecstasy.
All right.
But mushrooms, it puts you into like a fog in a cave inside your mind. So you might not be able to get blood where you want it to go.
Facts.
But watching fucking horror movies and setting yourself up with the, while you're in the middle of an eighth of a trip, your brain's gonna just fuck you at the end of that in a whole different way. Especially at when you're talking about after, where you're gonna see shit that your body and your brain wants you to see when you take mushrooms. Like I saw at one point when I was 5 years old, I was on a trip. I was not on a trip at five, but I saw when I was 5 years old, some trauma hit me where it was, I was in the Fresh Air Fund, which is where poor people go to live with white people for two weeks to, it's like camp is what they call it. But it's just, you know, the underprivileged motherfuckers from the Bronx getting to see what Vermont looks like. Right? Okay. And live with these white people.
Okay.
So I did that shit, and the first one I went to, they kept me in an attic or some shit. And, like, I got homesick, and they just left me there.
Children in the attic? What the fuck? All the flowers? Like, what the fuck?
They just left me there and was like, good luck, motherfucker. I hope you feel better, five-year-old. Right? And I had a flashback of that shit. Like you said, I don't really face a lot of shit in terms of my stress. But when that came back, it was like, oh, shit, that must have been something that I've been holding on to.
Facts.
So the mushrooms helped me get there. So that's probably what happened. You had to just finally face all this shit. But you probably shouldn't have been doing it in the car on the way to work. You know what I mean?
You basically, I could just go to work the next day. Nigga, you should have told me.
I didn't take it through because you should have taken $2,000. I might have.
You said take an eighth. You said both of y'all take a fucking eighth and you're going to be fine. This is my first time ever doing anything like that.
I don't believe I said that.
I swear to God you did.
I might have said that.
And this is, right? And this is the thing. And you told me you used to be my trip guy. I'm like, no, it's good because Shorty took ayahuasca before. She said she lost her mind, but she said she took ayahuasca before. She went on a retreat.
Oh.
So she said she was going to guide. But my thing was,
she couldn't guide you after.
She couldn't guide me afterwards. And this was the thing too. They don't tell you when you on, I guess, any type of psychedelic. For me personally, dark thoughts would just come to you out of nowhere. All right, people dying, baby's gonna die, you're gonna die. Like shit to make it. People fucking baby. Like you just think about the worst shit. And for me, instead of like letting go of those thoughts, I gotta address it. I hold it and I gotta address it. Oh, I'm gonna watch this horror movie. Ah, people dying. Ah, I gotta make fun of this shit, cause if not, the shit start creeping up on you. Like, damn, it's a shadow. Like, damn, I'm going to die. Like, you start thinking about your own mortality and shit. Like, damn, this person going, I'm never going to see him. So I just, my way of thinking was just addressing it. And for me, I don't know, I lost my shit.
Well, so a lot of times they call those thought loops where you continually are looped into a negative thought.
Right.
So when you're on a trip, you can have a dope thought, a happy thought that just keeps you there for hours. You can stay in that fucking loop and hang out. That loop also might get bad to where all of a sudden that great feeling turns into a bomb dropping like happened to my homegirl.
And we're going to talk about that too. So, all right, hold on. Are you high right now?
Yeah.
On what?
So, what did I do today? What did I do recently? I had two cheesecakes.
Okay.
The edible cheesecakes, and I probably shouldn't have done two because towards the end of my day, it was rough. Okay. I almost didn't make it here, but then I was like, fucking,
and you drove an hour to my fucking house.
Man, let me drive an hour
halfway across the state.
I got this shit. And 0.3 of mushrooms, so a microdose of mushrooms, just to kind of get the energy right so that I didn't come in here.
Got bounces out. It's like niggas take supplements. All right, I took 2 B3, a vitamin D.
right. You got to make sure you got all of it. And so, then I take some other mushrooms that aren't psychedelic, but those aren't as fun, so we won't get into that.
Okay, so let's talk about. You said you personally never had a bad trip, right?
No, so I've had interesting trips, but not bad trips. It's just always crazy shit happens around me.
So, all right, I want you to talk about the two experiences you told me. I want you to talk about the one you said you gave your same way he set me up. You said he got a history of just giving people too much shit and just being like, oh, you can handle it. Oh, my bad. Like, so he gave his home. He pretty much poisoned his homie. He gave her too much fucking mushroom tea. He pretty much fucking, he set her up for failure. He lined her the fuck up. So tell the story. Tell.
All right. So realistically, it was, I'm a little reckless at times, as he's been able to show you. So what ended up happening was it was 9 to almost 10 grams between us. And I cooked it up in some in a tea, added some lemons to make it really hit, and then
Chef Boyard mushrooms. I hear you.
I figured that, you know, it would be a fantastic idea to measure out the cups, make sure that they're the same measurement so that we get the same dose, whatever the case is. And then homegirl is like, well, I want to use this cup. And my stoned ass was like, all right, cool. And just made sure they was the same height, not realizing a cup was about twice as wide as mine.
Poisoned the bitch.
So I ended up with like 3 and she ended up with like 6.
And so she had double the dose you had.
Yeah, and I'm fried. Like, the 3 was working. So imagine what the 6 did.
The 3 already had you fucked up, so imagine doubled.
Done. All right, so my homegirl is, we're downstairs in her basement. She's damn near having an orgasm. Right? By herself. And I'm
busting
like,
all types and of I'm nuts.
Like, oh shit, it's about to go down? Like,
you thought you was about to fuck her?
Yeah, I was like, yo, this is different.
He got ready, so he started taking his clothes off.
Yo, we gotta figure this out.
He took his head off and right. shit.
Started sweating. I was like, wait a second.
Let me get ready. Let me get...
Right, so the blood starts going. And then I'm like, yo, let me go upstairs. I go upstairs to light an L. I'm going to roll a blunt. I'm going to light it. And I go upstairs, and I hear what I assume is the poltergeist. It's just a loud noise of, and I'm like, oh shit, I should probably.
That shit didn't scare you, bro? I'd have left. That bitch would have been here by herself. Nope, I'm leaving.
Again, since where I live, I'm an hour and a half away from where the fuck I'm supposed to be.
Bro, I'd leave. I'd go to McDonald's, son, bitch. You figured out by yourself. You're a better friend than me.
So I'm like, I didn't even know what it was. I'm like, yo, what's wrong with her? Let me go downstairs and check. And she's, like 7 times, right? And I go down and I'm like, yo, you good? That's my savior. I'm like, yo, you all right? She doesn't even know where she's at. She's in another world. Ends up, she throws up all over herself.
Ew, that's fucking, you gotta, ew.
And I'm like.
You still were trying to fuck her, wasn't you?
No, by that time, the whole move was switched.
See, I'm fine. I would have still, again, the shower. Just shower it off.
No, don't get me wrong. If she was cleaned up after shit. She had, you know, went through, I might have changed my mind. But she ended up like, it just got worse from there, bro. So I am, you know, I'm chilling. I'm always in a good space as far as like I can handle this shit.
Right.
Until that fucking moment. I'm seeing her. I'm like, yo, are you okay? And her response was, I am dying. And
that's always a pleasant response to hear when you high.
My mushroom brain was like, oh shit, she's fucking dying. And then she's making all this damn noise. And I'm like,
so what were you thinking when she's, oh, I'm dying. What the fuck was you thinking like during that?
Let's smack her. Like, pick her up. Pick her up. You know what I mean?
And throw her shit.
Shake her around. Like, isn't that what you do when someone's blacked out, right?
Bitch, no, you're not.
Right. Get better. Right? So I pick her up. Right. And she crumbles in my hands like jello.
She's just limp.
Limp. And I'm like, oh gosh, she's really dying. In my brain, I'm watching my best friend die in my arms.
Don't fucking die on me.
Right. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I don't know where nothing in her house is. So I'm like, she needs a bucket. She's going to start throwing up. I run around the house for like 25 minutes, just leave her. Mind you, I leave her like in the fetal position, but sideways. So she's right, just.
She's laying on her fucking side, right, curled in a ball.
No, but like up. So her ass is in the air. Mm-hmm. Like, very uncomfortable position if we would have gotten video. Right. So. And then I come back and she's still in the same spot, but throwing up and coming through. It ended up.
So I'm gonna let you finish the story, but I got a question. Uh-huh. I got a question for you, real quick. Were they so strong that it made her throw up? Her body trying to get it out, did she just make herself throw up? Because I know some people can just make themselves throw up.
So it was probably. I mean, the mushrooms will do that. Like, if you take a mushroom and it hits you hard enough, right, your body's like, oh shit, I'm poisoned.
Right.
Let me get this shit out of me. Kind of like you know, when you drink too much.
Right.
So that's what I was assuming was happening at that point. But it just ended up being, it was 2 hours. But then she came to and was just goofy as shit while she's stumbling up and down the stairs. At one point, she was during what she now calls her 3 deaths. Because she saw herself die.
Bitch came back like Jesus.
3 times.
Then, all right, tell Jesus. I said, what's up, boy? Like, she came back on Easter.
3 times, right? And then she's like, She went up to her room and she thinks she's dying still. I got her in her bed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, just lay down. She's asking for her daughter who's in Texas. She's like, is my daughter asleep? I'm like, I don't fucking know. She's like, where is she? I forgot. So I was like, I'm not really sure where she's at.
All right.
She might be, I was like, Texas? Maybe.
Her daughter grown?
24 years old.
The baby sleep. This is a grown ass bitch.
Right. A 24 year old daughter who moved 8 times already. I'm like, she's in Texas and she hadn't even moved there yet. So she didn't, she was like, why did she go to Texas? I was like, look, I don't know. You're overthinking this shit.
Right. Big facts.
She gets on her bed and then she's thinking that she's, at this point, she's thinking that she's giving birth.
Now she's, now just have a child.
Mind you, at one point before that, she thought she was being birthed. So she's,
hold on. So she died 3 times, gave birth, became, got born.
Right. And then
this was, went through 4 lives, went through 4 fucking lifetimes.
Right. She's like, I gotta pee. But and just peed on her bed. And I was like, oh fuck, it's getting bad, right?
You know, this I still would have wanted, I still would have tried to fuck her. I gotta take your pants off now. It's like, no, go ahead and finish the story.
Right. And that's that by that point it was completely different. I was just very happy that I wasn't going to jail, because I realized that things had calmed down enough that no police were coming. It had already been 2 hours.
She, they were screaming, been that fucking loud,
yelling, coughing, screaming. And yeah, I at that point, I was planning my conversation to my daughter
from jail. Yeah. Because it got to be scary, because you know, first thing they gonna think when you come, like, oh, he's raping her, like,
right,
cops come, oh, he fucking raped her. She's like, I'm dying.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of thinking that she is actually going to die though. Like, I'm thinking they coming to see a body.
Damn. And you know, they charge you with murder too. They're right. like you poisoned her. Like, right. Like, you,
I'm
fucking
thinking
poisoned,
I'm going
her
to jail for murder over trying to let my friend see some funny shit. I'm like, yo, this is such a, this world is, I can't believe this did this to me. How dare you?
That's, yo, you'd have been sorry as shit in jail. You thought you was having a spiritual awakening. They locked your dumb ass up. Like, no, you fucking poisoned this bitch.
I'm like, you always fucking were so good to me.
Right. They stand then, you in the back.
Right. And maybe it was the fact that I've just been handing them out to you recklessly, right, with no plan.
You've been fucking just giving them out to people, like, just not explaining nothing. You just fucking ruined her life. Did she still get high after this?
Oh, she's about it, yeah. We're going to do a spiritual journey to Arizona in a month.
Well, she is on her 4th life. I guess. After the first 3 lives, it's like, fuck it. Like, I'll do it,
right,
again.
Let's see what's next in this world. And yeah, so we still definitely enjoy it. I'm going there tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to ask you, all right, so you didn't have any bad trips. Someone else had a bad trip. What was your, tell me about the trip. We talked a little bit before this, when you met God and he told you about the Aztec warriors or whatever, you had to fight Thanos or whatever you had to do.
So
set the playground. What happened?
That night, it was actually at my crib by myself. I had decided again to make a tea. I cooked it. I made dinner. It was like a pasta.
You made fucking psychedelic mushroom pasta.
I just cooked it in some chicken,
Chef Boyardee,
broccoli, and sauteed it. And I was like, screw it.
I know, that shit sound good as fuck.
Fresh, bro. Yo, fresh mushrooms, banging. So it tasted better than mushrooms. Taste like ass.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm gonna tell y'all, mushroom taste. It's like you eat. I ate ass before, so this is how you eating a bitch ass. Like, right, they so fucking dry, and the texture of them, they so fucking dried out. Mushrooms taste like fucking ass.
So
yo.
Bad. Tastes so these bad. Were fresh. And I cooked them, and I was like, yo, let me eat these. And I felt it quick. And I was like, let me jump in the bath. Enjoy a bath. Like, I'm,
you felt them immediately? You
know, doing self.
Because I feel like mushrooms usually don't take like an hour.
When I say immediately, it was like 20 minutes.
Oh, that's still a fast onset, Sean. Still
right?
Fast, Sean.
So I was like, let me jump in the bath and self-love or whatever. Right. Right? Let me get comfortable. And I did that
for
like.
Cut on to Marvin Gaye and just.
Right. Get into my mood music and be right.
Let me cut on Eminem. Mom spaghetti in the tub.
Yeah, no, that's the wrong energy.
My fault. Right, well, on some real shit, what music do you cut on when you trying to get in the mindset of mushroom?
Music that most of y'all have never heard of. 97% of y'all have
money
never heard of.
Man,
so yeah, there's the Native American music. I don't really listen to that because I don't fucking speak Spanish.
Right.
And but then there's like folk music,
right?
And it's like real hippie shit, and right, they're just talking about how the sun is amazing and life is grand.
We are
and,
people are the sun,
right? So I'm just listening to that shit because it's like you are the best, and so you're gonna have a fucking
okay,
great
you get
trip.
Up a positive vibes, okay?
Right, right. So at this point, I was like, let me go to my room and lay the fuck down because shit's getting hairy, you know. The it's wobbly around here.
It's a little wobbly.
I don't
little...
know how I'm gonna make it. So I lay down and immediately I'm pulled into what looks like a Jetsons world of like flying cars and shit and like billboards. And I'm just watching this. I got my eyes closed and I'm seeing this entire picture play out. And okay, God is pulling me out of my body and putting me into another. It was like a game.
Nigga woke up in Cyberpunk 2020.
Yeah. And I'm going into different games, and every game is a different life. And then it's like the ultimate message of the trip was like, your life, you actually chose to be here for this life. And I was like, this one?
God, this all, God, this all fucked up. God, I made the wrong. Like, God, let me redo this. Hold on, nigga. I'm 5'4 and 100 pounds, guy. I don't think.
And it's, and it's 2020. Like, what the fuck was I thinking?
You know, niggas sick. You know, they got COVID. Right. They always gonna be sick. Don't even worry about it. You good? Like,
right? Like, you chose this.
You chose this, right?
And there was a reason for you to be here, and that's what I got. But it was mind blowing. For 2 hours, I was in this space watching just back and forth. And I remember waking up and writing in my notepad, right? And I wrote for 25 minutes in my notepad, and then I went back like 3 weeks later, and it was like rain, fish, random ass shit.
You're reading the notes. Up, down, left, right. That's a Grand Theft Auto Chico, like, R2L2.
You are in a space. I'm like, oh man, life
water
changes.
Is wet. Right. The ground is dust.
I'm like, yo, I changed my life, man. I needed that. So that was one of my pretty intense experiences. Another one was when I first did ayahuasca.
And
so,
describe, regular people don't know what they know, mushrooms, LSD, but you got to describe what ayahuasca is because people don't know.
All right, so ayahuasca is a native brew to like South America.
Okay.
And
the Indians are somebody used to fuck with it, right? The Aztecs or somebody?
Yeah. So it's been used with Native Americans okay. throughout history, shamans. You know, as far back as 10,000 years, okay. they've got information of these plants being used. So they figured out a way to put two plants together to make one plant which produces DMT gets okay. you basically, if you process the plant and then put it into a smokable form,
okay.
you're going to spend and you smoke it. You got to take 3 hits and then do some other stuff. All the kids watching, Google it. Like, I'm not going to tell you the whole process. But once you do that, you're going into outer space. Like, you take 3 hits and you literally will see a psychedelic kaleidoscope world take over. And it's
so like the shit you see on movies and shit, like that shit real.
Yeah, immediately. Okay. Like, you blast out of your body and into this new world. And with ayahuasca, they figured out a way to make it not that intense, but like a step.
So ayahuasca is a less intense DMT.
No, because it lasts for 4 hours instead of 15 minutes.
Okay, so it lasts longer, but it's not as intense.
Right.
Okay.
But you can still see some crazy shit. Like, my homegirl saw herself be an eagle that flew over a fucking whole... right, a whole jungle. And so I ended up going to this thing. It's my... I had spent the night before making cakes for my daughter's birthday.
Okay. Like, the non-drug con.
Building, yeah. There was like... I actually made like animals into cake. Okay. I've spent some time actually working hard. And then I had to drive 5 hours to go to this Aya thing. And it was like a shaman was going to give us ayahuasca.
Some magical, mystical shit. Some next level shit.
So I get to the Airbnb.
Hold on real quick. Because niggas going to have questions. And I'm wondering, right. How do you even find some shit like this? Like, you go to Craigslist or something. Like, how you find the shaman who going to... Like, how you find this?
Meetup.
It's a meetup? Like
the meetup app?
Oh, all right, dude. Yo, I'm a shaman, my nigga. Like, what's up?
Reckless as shit out there. Yeah.
All right, but go ahead and finish the story.
Yeah. So my homegirl found it. The one that just that recently died.
In, yeah, right. Tell her I'm happy about her rebirth. Like, right, yeah, right. What's up?
I got you. So she was the one that was like, yo, she had actually did this the night before.
Right.
So when I tell you about how madness this is, understand that she went back for seconds.
Oh, okay.
And so I show up to the Airbnb and there's this dude just sitting in this main house. And he's just watching TV, sitting back. And I'm like, what the fuck? Mind you, there's three houses on this property. The main guy's probably like watching football or some shit. And I get into the back room.
Okay.
And there's 14 people in a room the size of a literal box. When I sat down, I had someone on my left and on my right, legs touching.
Okay.
And we sat on the floor. Right? And they're like, you about to take this psychedelic medicine here. This little circle space where you are going to see shit for the next. And vomit profusely, because that is part of the process. And possibly shit yourself for 4 hours, right?
People be shitting themselves?
I was one of them.
You ill? Hold on, finish. And you had to pay for this?
So we ended up getting our money back.
All right. Niggas paid to throw up and take a shit on each other. All right, but finish.
It's like hundreds of dollars, bro.
I know. Somebody else told me it's just a mad. She said she did hers in the forest, though. That's just mad.
Yeah, it was $400 for the 2 days. I paid like $225, right? And so we get there, we start, and I'm drinking, I'm enjoying it. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't feel nothing the first shot.
All right.
And then they had me eat. It tastes like utter shit. It's literally like dirt mixed with poison asshole, right? And it's like, you got to take a little shot of it. And then they're like, take these blueberries, which right. I also think taste like hot asshole. So it was like, oh, here, take this nasty shit to make you not feel this nasty shit.
I had eat this rat caucus real quick. Like.
So I'm fucked either way. You lay down for 20 minutes, they turn off the light, and they just start banging these drums randomly. No, he wasn't good at it, so he was just banging the drum. He wasn't making no noises.
He supposed to make the noise.
He was like, nah, bang, bang, figure it out, right? And this lady that's working with
shitty
him.
Shitty ass shaman.
This lady that's working with him is throwing water on us. And I understand that there's a point to it, but she's just like,
bitch, just throw the gun.
Like, for no reason.
This is ghetto, bull. You got the ghetto with fucking ayahuasca waiting and ever. Like.
And by this time, since there's no room, I move to lay on where the altar is because that's the only place there's room. So they're serving the second shot at like an hour later. I don't really feel anything. People are starting to throw up around me. So I'm getting fucking scared. Like, oh shit, what did I sign up for? I don't want to be like them soon. And I'm a psychonaut, so I think I got it. Like, right. I'm going to be able to
that's
handle
dumb.
My shit.
I'm a real nigga. That ain't going to happen to
right.
me.
Right. Fuck them. I'm going to be able to handle this shit.
Right.
I take my second shot, lay back down. Not 12 seconds later, start throwing up.
And you just feel like you couldn't hold this shit in.
It was like when you're drinking and you dry heaving.
Yeah.
Like you just pushing as hard as you can. Ugh. Right. Nasty. And it comes out, I get over it real quick. But then I start tripping, and I'm like, yeah. Honestly,
did that room fucking stink?
Nah. Well, I was too high. I don't know what the fuck smell was. I didn't know what smell was at that time.
All right.
I take that second shot. I start seeing things. The music is hitting. They finally play some music. They just playing shit. They got a tape. It's not like the dude's actually doing his job, right? And then out of nowhere, this giant 6'2" white dude, old, like probably 60, who's on ayahuasca,
right.
starts screaming, I love you, Mary, for 3 hours.
Who was he talking to? Just a bitch? Wasn't even there?
No, she wasn't there. This is
shout out to Mary.
Right. This is whoever broke his heart or whatever. Mind you, he's flailing his arms. We're in this tiny space. He's ready to knock people out. The shaman.
Mary pussy was fire, but go ahead.
Definitely. 1,000%, because she would not leave this man's thought process at all. And
living this nigga mind rent free for real. Like.
Yo, for the entire show. And by this time, I'm watching this man be in a headlock, by the shaman. The shaman has to have him in a full Nelson.
Cause I called that nigga the shaman. That nigga name was Frank, and he seen this shit on YouTube. That nigga was no fucking shaman. He nigga threw a gallon of water on you, bro. That nigga name was Frank.
It was so bad. Like, you're supposed to, this is supposed to be like a real ceremony with the altar set up, right? You know what I mean? At one point, because the motherfucker's losing his mind, I'm going through some bathroom pains. I fucking flooded, I destroyed the bathroom myself. Like, I flooded that shit. I'm in there tripping my face off with a plunger in the middle of this place. Like, I destroyed the bathroom. I come out the bathroom, and there's three people waiting for the line. And I'm like, yeah, I broke that shit. I break it.
You nut ass nigga. You broke the fucking bathroom, bro.
And then I saw the ayahuasca bottle. And I was like, yo, what's up? Can I get some more?
And you just vomited and took a shit on yourself. Yo, y'all fucking with the ayahuasca? Like, that's all me.
My next shot? I can take it with me. Right? So the lady who's not even the shaman is like, cool, not even on the altar, just pulls that shit out and was like, here, take another shot. Starts handing them out, like shots at the bar. And this motherfucker is still having his shit to where I'm thinking, again, cops are coming, like the world is over.
Right.
It all stops here. And it's my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday, baby. Right. So
she don't even know. She's in the home just right. Like, my dad, by the room, get surprised. You home just shit. You somewhere just shitting on yourself. This is a sitcom. Hey, I wonder where dad coming home. just somewhere just taking a shit on himself. But go ahead.
Right. So I end up I go in, I'm like, fuck it, let me lay down and enjoy my trip. Like, this big motherfucker's not gonna kill me. And if he kills me, he'll kill somebody else first, so I'll hear it, and I'll know to leave.
Fact, you ain't gonna be Michael Myers' first victim. Right. Fuck are you talking
and
about?
I'm fast enough, I got this. You know what I mean? So, out of nowhere, my friend who's with me is like, yo, we out. Right. We're an hour and a half away from where our destination is. I am 2.5 hours into an ayahuasca trip.
And you drove the
and
fuck
this motherfucker's telling me I gotta drive.
Okay.
And I still have diarrhea that's literally not.
Still has explosive butthole.
Yeah. And breaking all the bathrooms. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna drive an hour. Fuck it. And she's like, all right, I'm driving in Jane's car. Good luck, nigga.
So you had to drive by yourself? Oh, you brave. Bitch, you better come with me. I'm not driving. I'm going to go sleep in this car. You got me fucked all the way. Is this the same friend that gave, you said the one that was reborn, right?
Yeah. So
she don't sound like a friend sometimes.
I gave her revenge that day.
Yeah, she got revenge. Oh, you fucking hot? Drive home by yourself. Okay, bye. See you.
Right. You know what? Take these 6.5 grams, motherfucker. But you died 3 times.
Fact. Oh, I died? Now drive home by yourself on ayahuasca, pussy. Like, figure that shit out. And you said it was, you told me it was... It was when we had the blizzard.
It was a blizzard. I just remember there was mad ice everywhere. I was literally slipping, walking up the driveway.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
so
it was
icy.
The bad John. This party is like a couple days after we had that blizzard in February.
Yeah, it was in February. It was horrible. It was definitely, if you meet a shaman named Dell, run.
Hi, because look, to be anybody could be a shaman. That's how you know it's bullshit. Because. Who gave him that title? Like, I could be. I can go and meet me right. I'm a shaman, nigga. Shaman Rel. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like,
you could Google how to make this shit. That's so what you I'm could saying. Be a shaman.
And I'll be a horrible shaman because I'll get him high and I'll just be fucking this shit out all the I guess, the cult. I'll be fucking this shit out the cult. Like,
nah, ayahuasca's not going to let you do that. You better not take none because you lose your fucking mind.
Bro, I'm here. Ate my arm off.
That depression will hit you quick. You're like, what am I doing in these women?
I'm gonna find my ex and beat her up. Fuck you talking about, nigga. Nah. I'm fucking dead, yo. Do you think like that shit really be help mentally since you started that shit? Do you think like you a different nigga now, or is that cap? Because I don't feel like a different nigga. Like
you took it once.
Okay, my fault.
You need a regimen. No, I definitely believe that psychedelics can help people.
Well, mental illness and all that.
Yeah, so I don't know about mental illness. Mental illness is a problem. So it's already a chemical imbalance.
Right.
The thing that psychedelics does is it connects more brain paths.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So your neurons that you have, you got all these billions of neurons that never really talk to each other. So the mushrooms and all that other shit, they help them talk. So it gives you, so like for addiction, for instance. It ain't worked for me yet. I'm almost there. But, you know, like
nigga been smoking cigarettes since he was 8 years old. But go ahead.
So I'm down to, you know, day to day.
The mushrooms been helping me. I only smoke half a pack a day.
Right, with three patches. Right. So, nah. So, but I've seen people that have quit shit cold turkey, not just like heroin. Like, that's where I think it's more going to be able to help people. Is
they on dope?
Figuring out addictions because I'm not going to do, I'm a psychonaut, but there'll be times I'm going 3, 4, 5 months without even touching shit and I'll have it available, you know, but I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not ready for it. Like, I need to know that I'm ready to have this experience.
Yeah, I had the right mental mindset.
Yeah, so I definitely think it can help people. And, you know, I am in my extracurricular activities trying to get more involved in the communities that are actually trying to help make it to where people understand how it can benefit you.
Right. We talking about people bettering themselves, this and that. I know you want to talk a little bit about conspiracies. I know we're running out of time, but I got a couple questions for you. I asked everybody on here. You voted for the old boy? Did you vote for Joe?
So I took my my personal right to say fuck this election.
Oh, I didn't vote either. Trump was talking the shit Joe Biden was saying, because you know I always got to circle back around at least Joe Biden once a week. The shit that Joe Biden would say, you not black if you don't vote for me. Trump almost automatically got to vote for me. Like when Joe Biden, I'm not black, and we about to be white today, nigga. About to vote for him.
This whole system is a problem, but Joe Biden is
the king of the problem.
A very exciting piece of entertainment.
Yeah, he almost died walking up two flights of steps, and he was about to let him fucking die too.
Watching his stumble fall, you know, Kamala was sitting there like, yes,
rubbing her fucking hands like Birdman. When he hit the first step, Kamala in the corner, rubbing her fucking hand.
When she saw him get up and wipe his legs, she was
how he fall up three flights? He fell like six fucking times, and ain't nobody. That's how you know Secret Service ain't shit. Ain't nobody going help him. Yo, Joe, niggas ain't yo or nothing. They just let him fucking fall.
And they still try to play the role at the top.
all right. Like, we ain't seen him fucking fall. Like, that wasn't. She probably told him to grease his steps up.
Get a Band-Aid, bro. You know you cut your leg.
Get a fucking. Now this whole fucking system is corrupt. It's a bunch of bullshit. It's government manipulation after government manipulation. Rather it be them, once niggas find out you can make money off GameStop stock and them try to regulate that. If you're making too much money off Bitcoin now, you can't do this. Rather it be the fake COVID.
It's a money grab. The entire system is a money grab. It's to find a way to continue to convince us that we need to give them more money.
100%.
Right now you've got the, you know, what just happened last week. And I don't know, you know, I know that some people got shot up. I saw the dude's leg all bloody on TV. But it was all to continue to push an agenda. The next day, Biden was like, yo, gun control.
100%.
Ted Cruz was like, I got this legislation. They're not even on each other's team 99% of the time.
A way to ban
but them. All of a sudden, within 2.5 hours, they figured out how to come up with all this stuff.
I know it's fake because I've never seen an Asian person die before. I'm keeping it a being. I know this Asian hate shit, bro. You ever been to a Chinese person funeral? I ain't no fucking Chinese people die, bro. That's how I know it's something.
No, and I get it. Some people, you know, Asian hate is probably at an all-time high because our previous president made some poor choices with his words. But realistically, the timing is so convenient. Like, motherfuckers are all getting vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
We might be able to start going outside again.
Facts.
Race war. What do we got to talk about on the news? Race war. We did it last year. Now it's race war 2.0. Yeah,
race war. And this is the whole thing. I forgot that mass shootings were a thing. We had one in a long ass. I'm like, oh, they brought this back.
Right.
Oh, this the remake. It's like, this the reboot.
Oh, shit. Coming to America too.
Yeah, like, right. Mass shooting. Yo, we ain't have a mass shooting. They keep trying to say we had three. We ain't have a mass shooting in a long. One, well, at least one like this in a long ass fucking time, bro.
Well, I mean, we had the Asian one a week ago.
Right.
And then we had.
Oh, it's a separate one?
Colorado.
I thought it was
last week. Dude walked into a supermarket and shot up a bunch of people because they're saying he was a Syrian sympathizer. because we bombed Syria like a month ago. Because Biden was like, oh, I'm back. Remember, we don't like the Middle East. Let's throw a bunch of bombs over there.
Man, ISIS fell off for a while.
They as they do. Right.
They got ISIS coming out of retirement. They said Mike came out. We about to.
Now, that's the shit. They say he's ISIS, but my dude, he was born in Syria.
Right.
He moved here when he was like 3.
Okay.
Like, he likes Big Macs. Don't give me that shit. That
he's not, they try to throw it down. And this is my thing. This is how fucked up the shootings are. They blend together, bro. I didn't even know. I thought the Asian one and the car. Those motherfuckers like, oh, this is a different joint. Right. Oh, this is the other half of the Snickers. They're
putting extras right now. They're like, we got to step it up. They in their house. They got to watch all day.
They said Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. They got them niggas is different niggas, but they right. just,
they're the same.
They're the same.
Yeah, but it just, you know, it's different masks. So, yeah, man, I think it's all a bunch of a different way to take our rights and take our money. Like, they're talking about taking away the guns and the automatic weapons.
That's why I bought that drum clip and all that, because a lot of people don't know. Legally, if you buy all that stuff before it's banned, you're allowed to keep it. They're not allowed to confiscate your gun from you, and you're allowed to resell it. So all the magazines and extended clips I bought, if they ban it, I just get to keep it. There's nothing to do.
So, good plan. We're going to have to talk more about that offline.
No, you know, people are so scared. I went to the gun store. They're not even selling bullets no more. They sold out. They're sold out of bullets, extended clips. Because people get so scared, they hurt up and just buy
all but the
it
shit.
Might be fucking 3 guns in there.
Yeah. And that's like the prices of bullets. Bullets are over $1 even when they got them now.
Yeah, it's mad expensive.
Like, so you want 500 bullets just to practice.
Yeah, it's just mad expensive.
Spending $500 just to practice.
I think for 50, John, I might have paid like $40, so it's close to $1, $1 a fucking bullet. And they're like, oh, we only really sell them if you buy a gun. Like, they're so scarce now that.
And you gotta think, man, like, that's so that at the end of the day, we had this virus hit. When they come out with COVID-22, you know what I mean? They gonna make it worse than this one.
Ebola, but back with a vengeance.
Right. So it's like now.
Ebola T2.
Now it kills you when. If you start your car,
but they tried that. I don't know if you heard, they tried to, but it didn't stick, because last Monday, like, well, this is the UK coronavirus. It's a different strand. We don't know if the vaccine even works against this strand of COVID.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my bad, it does.
Right? Y'all not gonna get the vaccine. It worked. The vaccine worked all the time against every strand possible.
Right. So when they introduced the new one.
The new
that'll one. Be next year's excitement. And I'm predicting it now. Remember that shit. Like, they are going to come out with something that takes us to that next level. And if they take our guns, how are we going to stop? How are we going to, if they take our guns away, you know, there's nothing we can do to stop them taking everything from us.
So to me, that's the plan, right? So I feel like it's going to happen in this order. I know, oh, they got roasted. But I'm about to fuck your head up, right?
In your third eye, bro.
In your third eye, right? They're going to ban the guns first. Boom. Now you can't protect yourself. They're going to confiscate it. They're going to do a buyback. And boom, now you got to get the COVID vaccine. They're putting all types of bullshit vaccine. Then you're like, all right, cool. We ain't fucking with the government no more. We not going to use their money. Boom. They're going to ban Bitcoin, all the currencies. Turn that shit off. Y'all can't. We regulating this shit. They're going to ban all the fucking currencies, and now we're just all... Now we just... China with Big Macs, you feel me? And it's to the point where... This is how I know it's their plan. So Facebook was coming out with this coin called Libra coin. It was going to be like Bitcoin. Oh,
they shut that down immediately. Yeah,
it was going to be like Bitcoin, but it was going to be stable. Instead of one day being fucking 50,000, next day being 40, it was going to be this consistent. It's going to be better than the United States dollar. Yo, you got to come to... Mark Zuckerberg, we got to come to court.
We gotta meet it.
We gotta meet you, nigga. You can't. You gonna make shit better than regular money? Right. They told me you can't make money part two because this shit was gonna be way better than regular fucking currency. And they banned it. So they're trying to keep us under fucking control, because in this internet age, in this gig economy, people are fucking tired of the government more than ever. People turned out to vote, but people are just fucking sick. And it shows with that that attack on Capitol Hill a couple months ago that people just don't give a fuck no more. It's like we will kill every. I knew if they found the senators and the state representatives, they was gonna murder them. They were gonna flat out just fucking murder them. Like, people are tired of this shit.
And that's because, but that all was part of the stage, because Trump was basically put into place to make it seem like, oh shit, we know we're fucked up, but here's the savior to make it better. You know what I mean? For those people that broke into the Capitol. That's what they thought of Trump.
he was going to be the one to fix all the problems. It's my Lord God King
Supreme Trump.
Exactly.
Lord, you're not talking about King Shaman Trump.
The second coming.
The second.
Right.
So that's not Jesus? It's like, no,
Trump. They missed the boat on that one.
All right, they missed. All right, you know.
But Jesus. What ended up happening was it was just 4 more years for them to push their agenda.
Right.
With people thinking, you know what I mean? It's not like he's going to fix it. So nobody's ever going to fix it. We're just going to keep on going. Like you said, I see the communism, we there.
Right.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, we're there. They had us mask up, put the muzzles on, just so that we couldn't see our faces. But if you go into I went to the casino.
Mm-hmm.
And right when you walk in, they got this computer in there now that shows you, like, all the different faces of people, and it's like recognition based on your eyes. They're able to see you throughout that joint, the shirt you're wearing, everything. So the surveillance system, they're just waiting to put that into place. Mm-hmm. You heard about in China that if you jaywalk, they ticket you immediately, and it pulls it out of you. That's going to be us. Oh, it's going to be like, yo, I made $18 today, but I decided to curse someone out or talk about the government, and now I got $3.
In China, if you say whatever bull name, ping pong ping, they lock you the fuck up. You pin in a internment camp. It's so bad that if you type that nigga name on their version of Facebook, they find you and they getting you the fuck out of there. To sign up for their social media, you gotta put their equivalent of a social security number in there. Like, there's no fucking privacy.
Bro, I've heard about people that were, they went into their house, mm-hmm. and made them denounce Jesus,
yeah.
and praise him, yeah. and make them take Jesus's pictures down and put his up.
Over there, they got all the Muslims and Christians in like a internment camp. They all atheists and they believe like this, their president is like the king of kings.
He's the supreme leader.
Yeah.
Come
on. They look like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
I can't go to China no more. I'm banned. Now they're gonna kill me.
They never know that us. I'm just guilty by association.
No more General Tso chicken for me. Man. I'm banned from every Chinese. No more teriyaki sticks.
Hold up, they got bats and shit, bro. They're not eating General Tso chicken.
I wonder what nigga was like. That bat look good market, as shit, bro. Right. You about to fuck? Two niggas was like, yo, you want some bat, bro? Yeah, whoop that shit up, Quay Ping.
That is on top of the deer and the other shit that they just randomly eat. The platypus.
The reason I fuck with Chinese people. Because they eat dogs and all that. They don't have a hierarchy of animals. It's not like, oh, this is a pet. Right. They eat cat, dog, rat, bug. And that's why I fuck with, because they human. Like, if that shit walk and crawl, they just going to fry that motherfucker
right,
up. Right. Them niggas eat
anything. Eat frogs on some random shit, and they taste delicious.
Squid and all type of weird shit.
Like, yeah.
So, before we get back on the conspiracy shit, since you says all conspiracies, all cap, all bullshit, if you was president, how would you run this shit? How would you do this shit?
So the way that I would do it,
how would you want it to be run? If you couldn't be president,
I was gonna say, because if I was to do it, I would definitely fuck this shit up.
All right, you're perfect candidate. 2020, whatever, five right. Come up, you get to vote for ball. What stance is he running on?
If Mark Cuban were to be president,
mine's gonna be Elon Musk.
Yeah, if Mark Cuban was to go be president, I think the main thing that he would have to do is, like, I think universal health care is an obvious thing.
Right.
The reason I feel that way is because everyone else got it and our shit still suck.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're telling me we got the best health care system in the world. Mm-hmm. I know I still get a big ass bill.
100%.
Like, and I got insurance. I got great insurance, and I still get a big-ass bill.
The old job insurance used to be lit.
Right.
Because my new insurance lit, too, but the old job insurance, Ryan paid for shit.
Right. But if I go for something big, like, they're sending me a bill for a couple $100.
Right.
And that's...
You take money get taken out of your check.
Every check.
And if you got a kid or a wife, some extra money come out.
Right. And it's like, and then the tax code, I'm confused as shit as to how to write any of that off anyway. And I'm irresponsible with my taxes. So
I owe like fucking $6,000 in back taxes. So you mean like 67? Like, I owe like $6,000, bro.
They already came into my check.
Yeah, I got set up a payment plan. The payment plan is light because you can give them like $50.
Right. And be like, yo, for 4 years.
For 4 years. I'll give you $50 for 4 years at an interest rate of 3%. I'll take it.
Take your time. Right. I'll never pay this shit off.
Right.
So I think that that's important, giving people the ability to know that they're going to be taken care of. Honestly, I think that doctors should be paid based on cures, not
how long they keep a motherfucker at the hospital.
But it makes more profit if you keep them at the hospital versus if you cure them. I feel like cancer is easy to cure, or it's already been cured. It's just, it's easy to, we can give you 15 chemotherapy sessions at $1,000 each to your insurance, and then you need the Percocets, and you need this drug and that drug, that's 50, whatever, right, whatever.
Yeah, anesthesia is $2,600.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I got, real quick, before you finish, I got surgery to remove a hernia, right? That shit was $68,000 for a hernia. So I can't imagine, like, if somebody had, like, brain cancer or something, like, right, some complex surgery.
Had to get a foot removed or something.
Yeah, that shit's
got to get a prosthetic. The prosthetic is $10,000.
You're not allowed to compare prices. One hospital will be this price, the other hospital will be that price.
Right. I should be able to go on the website and be like, name your price tool.
Yeah, name your price tool, right?
And then, if I get a doctor that's fresh out of school,
right.
I name my price.
I got the intern nigga that just came out. I'll let him fuck my shit. He had the price, but...
Right, listen, let me know how much I'm saving, and then we'll make that determination.
I'll pick per hospital like that.
Let me see the Carfax, motherfucker.
But you know, with your insurance, you only go to certain hospitals that a certain nigga only could do it. He gets a PPO. Only this nigga can do it, not the other nigga. You know, it's cheaper and he more qualified. It's all bullshit.
I got my blood drawn at the wrong place, and it cost me $670.
Nigga, you went to LabCorp. You're supposed to go to MediClinic.
She was like, you know that you out of network. And I was like, yeah, that's not much different. Just go ahead. Right?
Bitch, it's blood. Go ahead. Like,
yeah. How much? They're taking 3 vials of blood for me. How much could it possibly be? And this dumb bitch was like, all right, cool. Like, not like, yo, we charge a lot of money for this.
You probably shouldn't
shit.
Do this because... Cause this is the thing, they used to insurance paying it, and nobody was paying it. So they're like, I charge my fucking $1,000. Don't matter, insurance gonna pay this shit.
Right, but she sat there and was like, yo, your insurance ain't gonna really cover this. Are you sure you want to do this? And I was like, yeah, we cool. It's not that much, right? And she was like, yeah. And then I got a bill for $680 like 2 weeks later.
I'm fucking dead.
Yeah. So, but I got a clean bill of health. Just some extra stress. It was an even exchange.
So Mark Cuban would have to have universal healthcare.
Universal healthcare. I think we should legalize weed. Stop playing. Let these people out of jail. Legalize psychedelics. Any therapeutic session. You know what I mean? Like, don't be like me and just recklessly try to figure your brain out.
Everybody, and I say this because I'm at my job. You get 10 free therapy sessions. I know at the old job you just get. Everybody need to go to fucking therapy. You got trauma. Your dad wasn't there for you. Your mom wasn't there. Somebody didn't hug you enough. You didn't get breastfed. Go see a therapist.
Go.
Everybody. It. Fucking everybody.
I was boo-hoo tearing after my ex kicked me in my face. You know what I mean? Like, when.
It's especially as a man, it's shit that you just charge to the game, and you shouldn't just charge to the game. This shit, you be like, man, fuck it, it is what it is. But deep inside that shit hurts you.
Yeah.
It holds you back.
And, but you being a man, and you're like, I don't need fucking therapy. The truth of the matter is, everyone needs someone to speak to.
Especially growing up, you grew up in the hood too, right?
Yeah, man. Bronx.
You don't even know it's normal that it's not normal. Like, damn, all my friends are dead in jail. That's not a normal thing. Like, oh yeah, he got 15 years in jail.
Gunshots.
Yeah. Oh, hearing gunshots like, every night, you just be fine.
Right.
That's not normal.
I just saw a shootout.
Yeah. Like, right. Oh, it's fine. You're not supposed to just go to work the next day after that.
All right, yo, let's get on the train now.
Oh, he didn't shoot me.
Let's get on the train. We don't got the money for it. Just jump it.
Just jump it, right? You know what I mean? Normal, the dirty shit.
That's what we saw as normal. And yeah, you got to have that conversation. I did it. I took my 10 free sessions. After that, I was like, yo, I ain't got no money. I'm not trying to spend this money on this shit. But I felt like I took like 8 sessions. And even the lady was like, you in a good place. You learning. So I was comfortable moving forward, and I take my own journeys to get my own personal
I text mine every day
sessions.
Because my therapist told me it's not normal to be fucking all the bitches I'm fucking and to be like date. It's just not normal to have this many relationships. Like, she told me to slow down. Like, I can show you the text. You're like, yo, you got a new bitch every week. You gotta chill. Like, it's even shit like relationships that nobody ever taught us how to be in relationships,
right,
or how to deal with
and how to cheating. Respectfully have a lady.
Have boundaries with the bitch, or just be like, because I don't know, as men, we just kind of do whatever the fuck we want.
Lose shit, you know what I mean? Like, we lose it sometimes as men,
and can be, you know, whether it's aggressiveness and, you know, how we saw that aggressiveness growing up. You know what I mean? We saw some gangster motherfuckers beating niggas up all the time.
And that's how we think we're supposed to handle it. But as a functioning adult, that's probably not
right. I probably shouldn't punch this dude in the face because he got my order wrong at the Domino's Pizza.
Nigga, I said no cheese on a Big Mac. What you talking about, nigga? Right. A mushroom on a fucking pizza.
Let's talk about my ex. Dad once he has not gotten there mentally, so his food is wrong and he threw his whole Chinese food plate into the mirror at the Chinese restaurant on his way out, like fuck y'all. And I'm like, that's
and that's when they said, all right, watch this, COVID-19 nigga, they,
right, you're welcome.
Well, eating it now nigga, we ate them fucking bats on your bitch ass, nigga. That's their villain origin story,
shit. Yo, and that's crazy because back in the day I got arrested for robbing a Chinese delivery dude. So yeah, they got.
At least you robbed, because nowadays they'd have just killed him.
No, I was a fake stick up kid back in the day. You know what I mean? We was robbing all of them. And I already did my time and all that shit, so y'all free can gang, do what gang. You want.
Free falling though.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna talk what I want. Fuck that. We needed some food, and we would be like, "Yo, bring change for 100." And my young ass was having some fun that night.
As you should. But go back. We need universal health care. We need therapy for everybody. What else we need? You talking heavy? Go ahead, talk heavy.
Nah, I think the main thing that we're gonna need to look at is figuring out a way to get the people in government to have to actually fight for their jobs.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when I say that, I mean, yo, if you're not voting, you're not showing up for a vote.
Right.
Then you got 2 years and we could just get somebody else in there.
Right.
You know what I mean? A lot of these people in Senate, they don't even vote.
You know what I was thinking now that you said that? My job, new job, the same way, the old job like this. Let's start doing surveys. Let's NPS these motherfuckers.
Right.
Every 6 months, to send surveys out to people. How you doing?
100,000 people in it.
Just give them a survey. If they get enough fucking, like 8, you know, at our job, if you get less than a fucking 10, that's just a bad survey.
Right.
Oh, they get a couple 5, they got to get the fuck out of here. Oh,
we chop their pay. Let's not something. Hit them the way that they're hitting us. They're hitting us in our pockets, right?
They get a demerit or something.
They're getting paid. So, listen, your NPS score is a 4. That means you're getting 40% of your check, motherfucker. Yeah.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Everybody that work customer service know NPS score. If your fucking NPS score is a 4, you get 40% of your check. Let's talk fucking heavy, boy.
Right. And it's about your opportunity to, like, serve the people. That's what those positions are supposed to be about. And they're not serving anyone but the people that they're lining in their pockets. So if we could take money out their pockets, that's going to be how they make make all of them senators live on what we're asking for minimum wage. Right. $15 an hour for regular people. I make way more than $15 an hour overall. Right. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I'm doing all right. But I remember what it was like to make $5 an hour before. Yeah,
you that old.
I'm that old.
I remember the first time I made more than $10 an hour. I thought I was that nigga, boy.
Oh.
When I got that job that you got now, my first paycheck, you know, the training paychecks was heavy. I bought this fucking a 60-inch TV.
Yeah.
I was there buying nuts shit. Like, whole time only making like 50 a year, but to me, that's like a fucking, that's living.
Yeah.
No fucking kids, no girlfriend, no wife. I'm fucking like 22 making 50K. I thought I was fucking Bill Gates, buying Jordans every week and shit.
But if you're making $7.25 an hour and trying to raise a family, like that's insane. So let them live on $15 an hour.
Right.
And see that ain't even enough for them to live.
Not at all.
And we're asking for it. Or let them live on $7.25 an hour. Just for 6 months, yo. That's what you got to do when you get in the office.
Matter of fact, fuck that. Instead of 15, you got to just be an Uber driver. Like,
right.
Let your shit depend on tips like everybody else.
Right.
You work in the gig com. You fucking work for Instacart now.
See how that feels before you're like, nah, we can't give them.
It's like the,
it's going to hurt the corporations.
It's like the undercover boss shit. When the boss guy's going to work the job, he like, Damn, being a Domino's employee kind of ass. I gotta fix this. Being a damn Chick-fil-A is fucking corny. I don't know. I'm gonna change how I treat employees.
This job is trash.
This job is horrible. Let me fix this.
These people are actual humans.
Right? Yeah. They don't see us as humans. They like see us as voters and shit. They never say people, person, human. It's like the voters this time.
Right. And that's even the CEOs that was on that show. Like they was good people, I guess. But when they got there, they realized, oh shit. These people are actually humans, and I'm paying them $8 a minute.
I think it was either Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A or something like that. The undercover boss and the employee, they was about to go on lunch. She's like, why you don't eat here for lunch? Oh, they don't give us a discount. We got to pay full price for the food, even though we work here. That's why we all just go to a different store. It's cheaper. Afterwards, she's like, I think I'm going to give them a discount. Bitch, why the food just not free? How the fuck they working at Taco Bell?
Discount,
and they're not getting a discount on none of the food. So either they forced to steal that shit, probably what most of them do, or they go somewhere else and eat. You don't think that was a fucking right to give them discounted food or free fucking food? Like,
yeah, give them free food because you got them standing for eight hours.
Give them one free fucking burger.
Store. Where even if they eat it, you're bringing them closer to death anyway.
Cancer anyway. Like, give them the cancer burger supreme.
Why not just hand them a couple? Because it costs you 4 cents to make one. Definitely it.
People have human decency. If I was president or if I had to vote for a candidate, I already know my shit would be wild. Because I'm the type of nigga. Soon as Vladimir Putin say something, pull up on him. You know what I'm saying? Get it back in blood, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm smoking on that Vladimir Putin pack from the rip. Like I'm such a violent person. Like Kim Jong-il said what? Are we about to slide on this block? Like,
right.
We'd be in war 24/7 if I was pregnant because we smoking on all the packs.
Right. And then in 2000, 3000 years, when humanity comes back to life after the Holocaust,
after all the nukes,
you burn down the entire world.
Bro, the Holocaust is low key lit because that's what shit. I'm like, bro, my shit will be fucked up, bro.
What do you think so when they, in 2000, 3000 years, when they remember your presidency?
Bro, all I'm saying is
you have to make
sure
those books are written right.
If I was the president, all black people just instantly become cops and all the white people just could be civilians. We gonna just roll
reverse.
That's
what's up. I be comfortable as shit driving finally.
Yeah, right. You see my cruise? How many times think I get fucking pulled over? So now all the black people just get to be cops for a month, and we just get to persecute all the white. Sir, you gotta bust the town like, don't fucking move. Do not move. We get just to be cops. And
right.
We just get to be the most aggressive fucking cops in the world.
Oh my god.
If I was president, she'll be fucked up. But no, on a serious note, I would just. The government got too big. There's too many positions. This representative, this person, the government got to be way smaller than what it is. It's too many laws. Shit is overregulated. That's why I usually don't vote the Democrat side, because we gonna put this law in. We gonna add this bill. And we gonna it's too over fucking regulated. Taxes, especially when you're on the left.
So you voted for Trump the first time?
I probably did. Taxes when you're on the left wing, you know, especially since we used to get commission checks, what we still do, you get such a large fucking portion taken out of your commission check.
Yeah, painful.
And you used to get like
painful.
You know what I'm saying? A crazy amount. So I can't imagine getting $4,000 taken out of your commission check. And a lot of people don't know when you file your taxes, a lot of times you never get that back.
I owe every year.
I always owe, bro. I owe
$3,000 this year.
I was six. So
yeah, and no, you know what? I didn't get any of the stimulus because
you made too much the year before.
I made too much, right? But this year I didn't, so I was able to file that shit. Like, so it took my $3,000 down to $1,000.
Are you lucky, bro?
Then I filed it early, trying to get the third stimulus, and I missed the deadline. And now I got to pay it sooner, even though they extended the deadline file.
Yeah, they're gonna keep fucking extending the deadline too. But the system, the government's just fucked up. No matter if you really vote red or blue, I think red is honestly doing better. But both systems are fucked up. They both on some bullshit. They trying to take away the guns. I don't like. It's race politics now, and there's no being in between. Either you fucking super crazy left wing, everybody get their dick cut off for free, or you're like, oh, Trump is Jesus, and they're the lizard people. Like, you're just like, it's no in fucking between. It's no normal politicians or any normal political thinking.
Yeah, and
so
they're all playing people against each other. Yeah. Like, these motherfuckers in Congress, and they don't hate each other.
Oh, they love
each
other.
They're the homies. Like, that's...
Like, Obama, you see Obama and George Bush, and they just be hanging out when they see each other. Hey, what's up, Bush?
Yeah. Yo, they just putting on a show for us to make us mm-hmm. have all these left-wing nuts and these right-wing nuts.
Bro, they make this shit.
Because they're the loudest ones in the room.
They orchestrating this shit, making us fight like it's fucking Game of Thrones. Right. Fucking,
the Proud Boys
versus Antifa versus this versus that.
Right.
Whole time they's in the crib chilling like, yo, tomorrow we gonna ban this.
That's why I went and bought this nice fancy house. To make sure that I'm away from all this madness. Because when shit pops off, it's gonna be in the cities.
100%.
It's gonna be like, these Proud Boys, they didn't go to Kentucky to break into nowhere. They went to Washington, D.C. And it's a lot. If they popped off in Washington, D.C., I'm 3 hours away. I don't care. Like, good luck. Y'all shouldn't have gone there. That's what it's going to pop off in the city. And it's going to be because they just played a narrative to get these dudes against these dudes. And since that, you know, you got the left wing and right wing loud motherfuckers fighting each other,
mm-hmm.
all the people that are kind of in the middle are just like, I guess I got to vote the one that I always voted. You know what I mean? I got to vote Democrat because I'm from the hood.
It's almost like, you know, they said there's no middle class anymore. Either you poor or you rich. It's almost like that. There's no in between. There's no real liberals. No this and that.
Right.
Either you fucking love Trump and you're going and everybody get a gun and it's like fuck healthcare and fuck this and that, or it's like, yo, like if you're trans, it's okay. We're gonna pay you, cut your dick off, and
right. And Biden is the new leader of the free world. We need him.
We need him to save us from demon lord Trump.
Biden's a fucking waste of space. Sorry.
Bro, come on, bro. He's barely making it. Don't talk about Pop like that.
Right.
He's in a lucid dream as we speak.
Oh,
you know?
My God. And and while he's giving press conferences.
Having this dementia.
Barely being able to talk.
Johnny, like, bring the book over here. Like,
nobody realizes that he had CD skips during his actual.
Like you can see him just lose his, like, his consciousness a little bit, like you see him re-wake up.
Start
like, yeah,
twitching.
So we were, yeah, you'll see, like, you'll see him go to a different planet real quick.
Don't tell him any numbers. Don't have him say any numbers, bro.
And the whole time he's talking, they just staring at him.
He's like,
don't
fuck this up. 200 billion trillion dollars.
He said, black people, I mean, poor people get the same rights as white people. He was just fucking.
And nobody's like, yo, can we take him out of here? Put somebody else in the spot?
Well, that's their plan. I give him another year, 6 months. Kamala Harris is really the president.
Right.
People don't want to say that, but Joe Biden was one step away from her.
She'd never get legal weed.
Yeah, right.
Never get legal
weed. Everybody going to fuck the jail. Like, she's president. Oh,
right.
And minimum 25 years for shoplifting. Like, we it's going to really be fucked up. She become president. But at this point, she's really the president.
Right.
And once again, this ain't a political podcast. This ain't left versus right. Because when Trump was here, I was talking shit about Trump. When Kamala
they all
became president,
assholes,
they
bro.
All dickheads. They don't care about you. You're just a vote in their fucking back pocket. They don't care about people. So that's that.
But shout out to New York. They're about to legalize weed finally on some recreational shit. So I'll be able to just drive
up
there.
New York because guns are so fucking illegal. You got to get like a permit. They got, you need,
yeah,
you got,
yeah, you're not
they need like your footprint. Like,
well, that's, I mean, black motherfuckers are getting shot.
They still getting shot. Like, it's still dangerous.
Yeah, they didn't do a good job with it. I'm just saying.
That's why the gun laws don't make sense. Because, like, all right, so like right now, you know, Philly born and raised. Philly had the second most murders in the United States. And the most murders in Philadelphia history, they're on track to have the most murders ever now at this point, right? They're on track to be Chicago. Tough-ass gun laws in Philadelphia, you're not allowed to carry a gun. You got to go to this class, go to that class. To get your concealed carry thing, you got to do, like, 2 interviews. And this shit doesn't stop nobody. People are buying the guns illegally. It's little kids. It's 6-year-old killing 15-year-olds. So you ban a fucking gun, it's not going to ban anything.
It's just going to get the people that are going to have the guns are going to be the ones that get it in that shady man.
That's what I'm saying. And people are just getting carjacked. Everybody's getting fucking carjacked now. But now you can't get a gun because you got to wait to get your concealed carry permit to carry in your car. If not, you can carry in your house. And if you get locked up with it, it's 5 years. It's all bullshit, bro. As long as it's bullshit.
So I just don't drive anywhere that I'm going to get fucking carjacked
anymore.
If
I'm not from here, don't come here. Like, niggas say, be in the right spot. That's
the best
defense.
I understand my spots, and I pick them wisely.
That's the best
defense. Fuck that. And you know what I've also learned?
What?
Which you mentioned that you was getting, you know, you've gotten pulled over a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I am fortunate enough that I have a very quick white face.
Mm-hmm.
So I can take off my hat real quick.
get my right glasses on and straighten the fuck up real quick. And you
hey,
know,
my name is Charles. Mama's
got this under control. I
didn't know you was a CFO of Nicolas Company.
Right.
I'm CFO of Dickhead Industries.
Right, this is my dress down for today, yo.
Right. It's casual. It's casual day at Dickhead Industries.
Right. So I can turn it on quick. Interview voice is ready on call at any point. So I've been fortunate in that regard, and I drive like an old fucking lady. Yeah. So I'm never getting pulled over.
So my thing is,
because of all the shit I'm always,
they just see my car and they just make up shit. I got a ticket over there. They just make up shit. I just become like real white and preppy. Oh, sir, yeah. I ran a stop. Oh my God, sir, I can't believe that. I'm so sorry. How's your day going, officer?
Quick.
Oh wow, I did that. Oh my God, I'm sorry, officer. I just and that's the first ticket I ever got because I'm usually so white and preppy they feel bad for me. They're like, well, something wrong with him. Like,
or you just travel with a reckless ass white boy and they'll mm-hmm. just be like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? My uncle works for.
You're fucking stopping us, dude.
Do you know who my uncle is?
What's your fucking badge number? My uncle's the district attorney. Blah 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 blah. Like, your fucking,
how?
I have your fucking badge, okay?
How do y'all know everybody?
Yeah, right. The white people got fucking connections. Like he's he fucking owns the yacht that your boss sleeps on. Like he just
so what? I was drunk,
so I can't have a fucking couple brews and drive.
I can't have four beers before it's right there.
Yeah, it's an open fucking can. I'm supposed to throw it out the window.
Right? You don't want me littering either? Like, oh shit, man. But how do y'all get away with that and not get shot in the face?
They fucking white. Before we end this, because I know you gotta go soon.
Yeah, man.
It's an hour and a half. Is anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to say? Anything you want to project your voice and say while we out here, boy?
Now, the truth of the matter is this has been an experience, man. I appreciate you for having me. I know you're doing big things.
I'm trying my basketball, boy.
I appreciate you calling me to spread this word. The truth of what we have here is a time where, I like taking acid. I like taking DMT. Let's get back to the basics. But I want people to think responsibly about what they're doing because when I was a kid, I enjoyed it for standing on the roof and just trying to find aliens in the sky.
Right.
Now I want to look in and figure out all that shit that you don't like coming out to the surface. I want to figure out if it's in there because, you know, sometimes I feel like a soulless being because no shit hurts me like that mentally. I'm searching to see what I could fix if there is anything. So hopefully people do the therapy, find their ways to, you know, figure out how to get better because we're all traumatized. I'm actually starting a website that's
roll your brand,
transitioning, you know what I mean? It's basically a site to help not only abandoned children, so children without an absent father and stuff like that, absent mom, to be able to speak to people about what they're facing and how to address their traumas, but also adults in that same capacity. So it'll be on my page soon. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Father Figures 2021. And also my personal is private. So you could try to follow me at maintain_focus_elevate. And
that's
You could
watch
me trip face.
I want to thank you for coming on, man. You already know you got some of the best stories. We're going to have you on again.
Yeah, man.
I want to make sure everybody, make sure you guys follow my YouTube page, Lumphead Podcast. I've been doing a lot of big things on my other Instagram page, doing a lot of React videos. I know these podcasts been coming late, but I'm going to still try to drop one every single week. I'm changing the format. I wanted to be more bringing my friends on, having them tell their story. We just talk a lot of shit. So if you like this podcast, let me know. And once again, if you want to donate, my Patreon link is in the bio. If you want to cash app, you can cash at me. Thank you guys for tuning in. This has been episode 20 of the Lumphead Podcast. Oh,
Congratulations, you made it through Lumpheads Podcast.
The more toxic relationship, the better the fucking sex is.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and drop a comment.
Niggas' babe moms get fucked every day, B.
And follow Lumphead online at King Sessin Devil.
Italian meatball head having motherfucker you.
This Lumphead motherfucker is out, bitches.
Suck my ass.